Here's a figure that caught our attention this week, $775. That's how much the government says it costs to keep migrant children in temporary shelters, $775 per child per day. The Department of Health and Human Services runs those shelters. That's where Mark Greenberg worked during the Obama administration. He's now with the Migration Policy Institute.
It's unfortunately been the experience that that's what it has cost to run what are called these influx shelters.
And explain what you mean by influx shelter.
Sure. What happens is when HHS runs out of shelter space, it needs to put in place what are referred to as influx shelters. And the influx shelters historically have cost much more than the standard shelters. So I'm not surprised by this figure of $750 a day or more, but it's really distressing to see it. And it certainly raises lots of questions about whether there shouldn't be better ways of doing this.
And why are the influx shelters so much more expensive?
Generally, the reason is that they have to be set up in a hurry. In a number of instances, they were in remote locations where the staff needed to be hired quickly, sometimes had to be living out of hotels. Because they were short-term facilities, it was harder to enter into long-term contracts for costs. And sometimes water had to be brought in or food had to be brought in. So all of these are things that add to the cost.
So when we're talking about this $750, $775 per child, that's taxpayer money. How much different was the cost when you were overseeing migrant children shelters?
Standard shelter costs have been in the range of about $250 a day, and they appear to have stayed in that range over time. The Obama administration did need to use influx shelters in times when there was a sudden increase in the number of arriving children. But what's really been different over this last year is just using the influx shelter continuously. And part of the reason that that has happened is that HHS adopted last year a set of policies, and it really slowed down the rate at which children could be released from the shelters. Another thing that happened last year was relying on this shelter system as the place children were sent when they were separated from their families, and that added several thousand more children to the system. So all of these factors led to more children being in shelter for longer periods of time, and that then forces the reliance on the influx shelters, which are both hugely expensive but are also not good places for children. It is much harder to provide individual attention to children. The influx facilities are not subject to the protections that come from state licensing and monitoring. So it's both bad for children and bad for the taxpayer.
Mark Greenberg was Acting Assistant Secretary for the Administration for Children and Families in the Obama White House. He's now with the Migration Policy Institute. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.